Welcome to Snack Size Language, the podcast that teaches you snack size language lessons to help you reach new heights in just 5 minutes or less. Snack Size Language is brought to you by Language Conquer and Eurolinguist. You can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting eurolinguist.com/35. I'm Shannon Kennedy, your host, and today we're going to talk about journaling. It's the current month's quest in our Language Conquer course, and while I'll be your host for this upcoming month, I also want to take a moment to share a bit about my perspective on this topic with you in this episode. There are so many ways to journal to help your language learning, and it's an excellent way to practice production in your language. Journaling. It's another habit we can build to help us in a lot of areas in our lives, including our languages. But getting into journaling can be overwhelming to start. That's why I recommend starting simple. Language journaling can look many different ways. Here are two methods that I use. One, I journal in the languages to practice them, and two, I journal about my language learning to assess what I've done, what I'm struggling with, and what I want to get to next. The second method is my preferred method of journaling, and I even created a Notion template to do this, which I will share with you in the show notes. So now it's your turn to put it into practice. Figure out one way you'd like to use journaling in your language learning. It can be any of either of the two methods that I've shared or something else you'd like to try. The key with journaling is to be consistent, so try to keep it up for at least a week. And this episode's trade secret is, if you're having trouble to get into the habit of journaling, why not start with just one sentence a day? Or you can journal in other ways. For example, my daily journal is more about my personal statistics, my workout routine, if I studied my languages, and whether or not I've done things related to the habits that I'm trying to build. This check-in can be done in my target language, so get creative with how you journal. To close, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving me a review. I appreciate your reviews because they let me know what you enjoy most about the Snack Size Language podcast, and that way, I can keep doing more of it, adding the languages you'd like to learn, the vocabulary you need to know, and everything else. Let me know at eurolinguist.com/review. And if you want to keep learning with me, then you can join Language Conquer. Each month, I release a new language quest to help you reach new heights with passion-driven language learning. You can find out more at languageconquer.com. And once again, you can learn more and check out the show notes for this episode by visiting eurolinguist.com/35.